John Luhansa.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Fuck with Mary One Kill One, John Bucarelli, Josh Warren, John Blue.
Welcome to Hasbeen Airsoft.
There we go.
On this week's episode, Doug plays Fuck, Marry, Kill with
with all the event producers. Yeah.
So, real talk, like, what's your Fuck, Marry, Kill? So, it's definitely Kill Bucarelli.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying. I'm not a big wall guy, so, I mean, I am a Trump wall guy, but not a Bucarelli wall guy, so he's gonna have to go.
So which one are you marrying and which one are you fucking?
See, I think Josh Warren's the marry.
He seems like a nice house piece.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No. Josh Warren's a handsome looking dude.
Yeah.
But John Liu,
isn't he rich?
He's got money.
He's got that money.
And he has a cute foreign accent.
And you can whip the shit out of him.
He has a very true foreign accent. He's
cute.
He's my Asian male older husband.
All right, which is comical. Because that's pretty much John Liu's angels, his mail order brides, from all of the central block.
Oh, right. More than just the block. Everywhere.
Has it actually started?
Yeah.
This is all getting recorded.
All right.
We're literally beginning.
Mike, yeah. you want to take us around the room?
Yes. Yeah, so.
Oh, Sisman's a band.
Yep. As usual, it's me, your host, Megalo. We have the Golden Child Jungle. We have Demo returned.
I put my band up.
You did put your... Actually, that's an achievement for you right now, putting your pants on.
He didn't shower yet.
Yeah.
Showering's overrated.
What?
Dave is also here.
Yes, I am.
As usual, we have Doug.
Hi.
We have to take the mic away from Doug so you can hear him at a normal volume instead of blowing your ears out.
My family grew up underneath an airport. Everybody talks loud.
That is the most Long Island thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Queens. JFK Airport, I don't.
Fair enough.
Schultz returned from... Well, your box got taken away, so you had to come back home.
Yo, I got money now.
And joining us for the first time, popping his podcast virginity, is Mr. Lodats.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives. I'm here.
You're just looking for a good time, right?
Always.
I'm just looking for a good time.
Always looking for a good time.
Ain't looking for nothing but a good time.
So actually, I think on tonight's topic, we had seen that John Liu...
Let's do a little warning real quick.
Okay.
So
a little trigger warning?
And yeah, a little trigger warning.
All
right. If you are a diehard John Liu Lion Claw supporter, just turn this off now because we're going to hurt your feelings because there's going to be a whole lot of not nice words said.
You know
about
what? You know what? Keep it on. I want to hurt your feelings if you're a fan of his games.
Or if you are John Liu, get ready for your feelings to be hurt.
That's true.
Yeah, and your bottom line, because your events are hemorrhaging.
John
Liu,
BBS.
Yes.
Best USA marketing.
Best of marketing USA, a.k.a. we pandered the lowest common denominator in Airsoft by hiring a bunch of women to pretend to like weirdos that play this game.
I mean, they're all booth babes. You go to any convention, it's the same thing.
SHOT Show's
hilarious.
Be like, oh no, this person's gonna lead our team. I'll be like, you don't know shit.
Yeah, what did you do?
What?
So actually to...
Wait a minute, it's a John Liu game. You don't need to know shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's true.
Well, to start this, John Liu had officially announced again that Red Storm East was coming around this year.
Straight Lace Factory, last time ever.
Last
never
time
going
ever.
Back there.
For the past 5 years.
Never
been
known
5 years.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been almost about 5 years now that he's gone and said, oh, we're never coming back here, so make it the...
Last
game
ever. It's getting demoed.
Yeah, the second one.
It's relatively close, though, so who gives a shit?
That's true.
I think he didn't say that. I don't think he said it for the first one.
Yeah.
Because they've never been there before, so you can't say this is the only time they'll ever be.
Yeah.
It was April of 2012.
In his defense, they have slowly been tearing it down, correct? Like the second story of some buildings.
No.
At the second one, they had knocked down a complete... in that huge hallway where you can go online... There's like
that
debris.
That was knocked down like
well, that,
years
that was
before.
Wild.
Was it?
Yeah.
We're talking about like
yeah, they've
next
been
slowly
done
it.
Chipping
they've been
away
clearing
which
rubble
can,
away.
Yeah, can play at just because certain
could asbestos.
No, they don't give a shit about that. Right?
No, how about the poisonous microbes?
Nothing,
yeah,
nothing
those signs?
Was nothing was worse than lightning strike. There was mercury.
Oh yeah,
everywhere.
Where
mercury balls.
Well, we did also walk through a broken glass factory.
Buffalo.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the
one on the water.
Oh, is that the game you almost died at?
Or was that Charizard?
Yes, I almost died every game, but at Lightning Strike,
he came real close.
I was extremely close for the first time in my life I experienced near death.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, I'll bring out the story.
Get into the story. This is going to be a good time.
Can I mention...
Go right ahead.
All
right,
so if you guys don't know, I rolled with GMR for a while, so it was my first game, actually, big game with them. I was with a few of the guys, like my smaller team went into theirs, whatever, and
what was your smaller team called?
TFA?
LiPo.
LiPo, the Long Island Professional Operators. I have a patch still of it.
That wasn't LiPo, it was like TFA or something.
Yeah, I still have that patch, though.
LiPo.
But, so... It was my first time ever having night vision, which could like lead in pretty good to what we're gonna go to. But I just got PVS-14s. I literally bought them at the event from a dealer that I had met like on the groups back when they were huge. But then I buy the nods from him, PVS-14s, and I never really use them. And Frank and I had both just bought like night vision,
Frank Boyle.
So Frank and I had just bought night vision, like literally hours before the game.
On a total side note. I still have Frank's number in my phone from back in the day, and I work with a kid whose last name is Frank, so I inadvertently call Frank Boyle at 4 o'clock in the morning on a regular basis.
He's playing like professional gaming. Anyway,
for fuck's sake, just get back on topic.
I'm sorry, I get sidetracked. So,
no, it's not you, it's all the fucking tangents going on.
So, Frank and I just got these knives. The guy dropped them off at our hotel, we paid him whatever. And Frank and I can't sleep because we're like little fucking kids. We're like, so I don't, thou who shall not be named, biggest fucking cunt in the world. He was sleeping next to us, and
Gerard. Did you watch him sleep through night vision?
Gerard Napolitano fucking Tano. If you see him, kick his ass.
Fucking
so,
nerd.
So
dude, he works like right by where I live.
He lives in Hempstead, yeah. And then, so Frank and I at like 3 in the morning, like, hey, like we both like can't sleep, and like Frank and I lock eyes and we're like, hey, wanna go play with our night vision? So we're walking around this ghetto ass like Buffalo town at night. Like miles, just walking at night, just with our night vision, like trying to get used to it.
How old were you guys?
14. No, Frank was probably like 18. Or 17 or 18.
Oh, alright.
But I was 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. GMR had no idea I was 14, by the way, which is hilarious. But, so I had night vision, whatever, and Frank and I didn't sleep at all. And then, so we get to the game, and we're rolling pretty hard, and then we clear out, like, fourth story of this building. And it's pitch black. And, like, they're like, don't use white light, no fucking white light, and it was dark. So no one was even using, like, their IR filters on their nods, or not even pecs too much. And I'm walking, and all I hear is, like, a gust of air and, like, sand drop. And, like, I'm doing, like, the squint with the PVS-14, like, you're not supposed to. Like, closing one eye, adjusting the brightness. I don't even know how to fucking use the thing. And I look down, and I flash my white light just for, like, a second. Just a quick glance. And there's a minivan-sized crater. Like, 3 inches away from my foot. And it goes down 5 stories. So I'm like, holy fucking shit. Right? And I'm like, I didn't know GMO at the time. I'm there, like, a big team. I was really young. And I'm not going to be like, I've never been to a big game, by the way, so... When I did that, I don't want to be like, hey guys, there's a huge crater. Like, I thought that was normal. So, like, I'm like, I think it was Ben at the time. I was like, yo, Ben, there's a hole right there, watch out. And he turned the light on. He goes, holy fucking shit! Like, how the nods turned, like, it was still black. Like, you couldn't see it was, like, not floor. And then, like, everyone had their white lights on. There was, like, holy fuck. And they're like, this is insane. And I was like, is it? I don't know. I don't know if this is insane. So, like, we find out one of the game coordinators who are all fucking retards, and they're like, oh, we need to cordon this off. I was like, really? I didn't know. So they had like,
I thought this was sick.
So they had like caution tape around like all the stories, but that was like one of my near death experiences, and that's pretty much the story.
So I think that leads into a good talking point about John Luayos in general.
Yeah.
I like back in the day, he used to get the AOs that no one got. Like he started with Irene at Zussman and some of the other ones, and like that was the pinnacle. Now, his MO is more, I just want to find abandoned places that are decrepit and falling apart, and it'd be cool to have kids run around and play airsoft there.
Naturally.
Because I'm going to make money.
Right.
Pretty much.
With it, just cash grab after cash grab, and like, probably in 2014, 2015 time frame when we did a few John Liu events in 1 year, like we did Freelander, we did Red Storm East, and I think there was one other one. It became pretty clear that all he cares about is finding AOs, no regard for gameplay, and just is like, here, go run around and shoot each other, and the end.
I couldn't tell you a single objective from any John Liu game I've
There was the computers that we never got missions for, and that was about
Some
it.
Some Russian guy yelling at us with his backward
fucking
mops.
Igor, that crazy ass dude.
Yep.
Irene 10, we had a great time with Igor.
So it's just kind of like, to me, it's just a whole bunch of marketing, like the name implies, Best of Marketing USA. Marketing hype and bullshit to get people to come out to these shitty games.
And by marketing, we mean Facebook.
Yeah.
That's it. Maybe an Instagram post.
Yeah, it's all social media marketing.
An email blast or whatever.
Like the website.
An AOL account.
Yeah, well, the website that he has is still fucking like straight out of 2004. Like it's
like our website.
It's dated as fuck.
That's right.
Shameless plug. But it's like we were talking about before with, you know, Red Storm East being the last game that's going to be hosted there. He did the same thing with the Blue Heron Factory in Michigan. I forget the name of the op, but, like, never supposed to play there again. It was getting torn down after he was done with it.
Day after.
Another event producer hosted a game there recently.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, why do people buy into this bullshit of, oh, we're never going to be able to play there again. It's a one-time opportunity just for John Liu.
Yeah.
It's like, it's ridiculous.
Well, not even that. He also hosts the game types where it's like, oh, we're going to play it for, like, 2 or 3 hours, and everyone's going to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to break for lunch, then we're going to take a break after lunch from breaking for lunch, and then we're going to go play some more.
All of his games are like
that's not how it's Black Hawk Down.
Like Rescue the Pilot.
Yeah.
Like, or something like Strike Force shit.
At Freelander, there were supposedly bags of money that were at the adventure park for us to find.
I took that shit and went and bought beer. Sorry, guys.
You were even there.
I know.
The guys we were with, we searched an entire half of the field. No money bags anywhere. So I'm like, did they just stack them on the other side with the other team?
No, he was laughing at the hotel at you guys.
Yeah, oh, I know. As he's, you know, in the hotel 24 hours with his angels.
Yeah.
Hot tub, straight.
Yeah.
Honeymoon
suite, that's right.
Baby.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's pretty much like local game mentality for NatOp pricing.
West Coast local
game
mentality.
That too.
Which is the worst.
Yeah. It's you can't do that
fucking
shit.
West Coast.
I would say the worst part about his games is not even so much his marketing, whatever, it's his like,
it's the player base.
Like, no, that he does like go towards West Coast, but like his coordinators. So I'll be like, hey, is that able to be played? And you're like, no. And then you're like, hey, can I play that? And they're like, absolutely. Is that in play? And no one knows the game type. No one knows objectives. No one knows what's in, what's not. And it was always
so
a huge problem.
Have
like,
attitude.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Definitely a problem with
when I went
games.
To Red Storm East 2, the one you were at, Dennis. When he was still playing, he got killed, was heading back to respawn, but couldn't find it. So he found the referee. So he asked the referee, hey, where's respawn? The referee responds, fight me.
What?
Yeah. He
I
can tell you the story himself.
I feel like
that's not the first thing I'd think to say if I was a referee.
I feel like that's probably not the first time I've heard that happen from one of his ref staff.
I mean, we had an incident at Red Storm East.
When you fell to the chair?
Well, tell that story for good measure later.
Yeah, but I remember we were in some bullshit lull in the game. I think it was like the Sunday portion of the game because, I mean, that like the Sunday portion of the game nobody went to. And there was a kid wearing a lab coat, so I asked him, I'm like, hey, like, are you part of the objective? He's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, and like, I'm out of curiosity, I'm like, do you work for John Liu? He goes, nah, I just live over here and they just needed people to help. So I'm like pretty sure John Liu went to like a gas station and was like, hey kid, do you want to make $50 today?
Or he goes on Craigslist and does like a fucking misconnection.
Who does he think he is, Mind Games Production, doing that shit?
So we're going to roll on to topic two now. We're going to do a little rant on night vision because pretty much everyone here, except for maybe Doug and Dave.
I don't have
and you anymore. Demon.
Well, I'm saying at one point has owned night vision.
Used them. I've never actually
never
purchased.
Used them.
I
think I'm the only one who has night vision.
I think I've looked through mine for a combined 10 minutes.
Currently, you're the only one who owns. I've owned in the past.
And he's got the Russian Gen 2 stuff.
Fuck, I forgot to bring that over.
Okay, we'll do another night. So I've had PVS 14s, you've had 14s.
Yep.
You've had 14s, 15s. What's your night vision history? We'll go through that first.
I have two pairs of 14s and 15s right now.
Okay, so you have two 14s and a pair of 15s?
Yeah.
We gotta talk.
Not for sale.
We gotta talk.
Alright.
Can I borrow a 14 for this upcoming game?
Scuba hit me up. He's like, hey.
Can I
rent
them? For this game?
But the problem was, is like, the last time I lent out my night vision,
they're falling a hole.
No, Scuba, no. Well, something like a small part like got ripped off and like I had to replace it, whatever, of like the wire that holds the cap on, no big deal, like to the battery cap. So I lent my airframe and 15s to Alan, and the Wilcox, he gave it to Marine. So no instructions, I know. And the Wilcox was destroyed. I was like, Alan, he's like, I'll give you money.
I was
just pissed.
Mount, shroud, all that shit. Pissed. I just did the 14s.
I just broke an amber filter and haven't recovered yet. So, there's that. But
I'll give you this for a pair of 15s.
I got those everywhere, huh?
You have a 15 in it?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
God damn it, Doug.
Pennsylvania.
So you've got your 14s, you got the 15s. Are you running the 14s in a dual setup?
No, I have them separately. Okay. Just because I have like, a bunch of different helmet setups, but then I have Pack 2, 2 Pack 15s, Pack 14.
Jesus Christ.
And a bunch of like in like, regular white lights. But
Jesus Christ, kid.
Sounds like a lot of ITAR going on.
Mama ain't raising a bitch.
Well, as long as he doesn't export it. And then you've got the Russian dual.
PNV-57E that are like 80s.
What the fuck is that?
They're pretty
80s
cool.
Dual, back in like 80s, like dual tube.
The Night
Soviet
Parker's actually like
had
an odd thing.
Like. It's like, it's pretty much on par with like Gen 2. It's not bad. I got it for like $350.
Yeah, they're not bad. Remember, you just brought them around.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
I also have the
they definitely get
MW2
the job done for
night
fucking BB gun game.
Yeah.
You know?
The one that came with Modern Warfare.
Just if someone hits me with a fucking strobe, I'm going to be blind for a few hours.
So, like helmet platform. So I ran the op score bump with mine.
Sure.
And then I ran the Tatum arm. Yeah, the Tatum arm with the dovetail adapter. Just because when I originally got it, it obviously had the USGI Rhino arm and that absolute fucking dog shit mount.
Yeah.
And like
the J arms?
Yeah, J arm and Rhino mount.
The mounts aren't bad. For what
the
they
Rhino
are,
mount's fine.
They're sturdy.
The
Rotos,
Narotos
makes better mounts than Wilcox.
No, the Tatum arm that I had, I love.
Yeah,
no,
they're better mounts than Wilcox.
Yeah. It's just the bayonet interface sucks.
The
J-arm,
right there.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, you can get a J-arm with a dovetail on it.
Yeah. That's what I have. But like
the
original J-arm that fit in the USGI shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it just wobbles.
They snap.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so
For training, I had to hold mine like this while driving a Humvee. It was hilarious. It's like my friend taped it to his forehead. All right, never mind. Go.
That sounds like literally
so you also had a Tatum?
Ever.
Yeah, so I ran a standard MiG 2000 with the Tatum and the
real or repro MiG?
A real MiG.
A repro MiG, you fucking crazy. I think it's like $99 right now. Get it while it's hot.
Yeah, a real MiG.
2000,
a real MiG?
Yeah.
It's like saying,
yes, we get it, you're Irish.
Jesus Christ, Doc. Fuck, you're pinging on the spectrum tonight. Yeah, a real MiG 2000 with the three-hole shroud and the Tatum arm, and then it was just the standard...
The short Tatum?
No, the long Tatum.
Okay.
So I had the bayonet interface,
yeah.
Which sucked because it still wobbled like a motherfucker. But yeah, it was a Gen 3 PBS-14, autogated, like good. I think it was an ITT tube. Quality-wise, it was awesome. I just ended up selling it because I needed money at the time, and I was getting out of airsoft, so I'm like, I don't need night vision because that was dumb. Yeah, now I'm doing a podcast, so that was a regrettable sell.
yep.
And now I got that bug real bad.
Yeah.
To get another set of nods.
May have a source.
What?
I may have a source.
We'll discuss
that
after.
I thought he was arrested.
We'll discuss that
after. No, if it's that crazy crackhead you guys used to deal with, I don't want to know.
No.
It's
the guy I get my peck from. Yeah, he's a good guy.
The other crazy crackhead.
Yeah.
He's
a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Great guy. He's a quality guy.
Supposed to be on a SHOT Show, but he wasn't there.
But yeah, I think for this one, I kind of wanted to unpack the whole idea of how useful is night vision in airsoft. Because it's kind of a hot button topic, especially as you start climbing up the various national level op scales. Like certain player sets, I should say, don't really see the benefit of it. Others can't justify the purchase. And I feel like once you've actually used it and shot people through night vision in airsoft, it's just a game changer. Like you cannot go back
to
not having it.
It's like when they had night vision on, that's like the best moment ever.
Right.
I mean, definitely a game changer, 100%. How I justify these purchases, like, the reason why I have so much gear and, like, guns, whatever, is, like, I think, like, $2,000 on my PBS-14, like, I could work a few extra hours each week and make that money back, and I have this item still. Like, I love the gear I have. So, like, I'm always like, oh, why would I sell that? Like, why would I just keep it and then buy more shit? So, I mean, Like, I can relate. But the thing is, like, I also don't have overhead right now or anything like right. that. So I, yeah, I understand the whole.
You got that.
But, like,
income to burn.
At 14, like, hustling and make $2,000 was like, yeah, we're gonna strike force and like had a few other, like, side things, whatever. But like, that was like 14, like, that was unheard of. Yeah. Like, giving some dude an envelope of like $2,000, and I was like, Dad, like, he's like, you're an idiot. He's, and then he saw it, he was like, holy shit, like, this is legal? I was like, Dad, this is the future. But it's definitely a game changer. There's pros and cons to dual tubes and, like, single tubes, but 14's, like...
Which do you actually prefer to use? Like, if we were going to go out tonight and go...
It's going
to
depend on the environment, because, like, I've been doing a lot 15. Of research on it.
Are you saying you're going to buy PEC 15s?
No. Well, PEC 15s, like, those are the laser units, right?
Yeah.
I'm not buying 15s.
You're going to buy Invis, aren't you?
No.
That smile says yes.
So,
no, worst nods ever.
So, well, it depends on what you're using them for. Because a lot of, like, the trainers, like, the Talora group and some of the guys that do a lot of work with TNBC.
Talora group's great.
Yeah. Awesome. So, their head trainer was explaining the philosophy behind dual tubes versus single tube.
The Ranger from Second Bad?
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Yeah, he's
John
awesome.
Lavelle, I think. Or
yeah,
I'm probably
yeah,
butchering
awesome.
That last
he had
name.
An interview with Tonto.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I watched all his videos.
Dual tubes are beneficial when you're in low ambient light. You need the extra light that second tube's bringing in. Or if you're new to using nods, where you're not going to have the perceived depth perception issue. Because that's, like, the biggest misconception that most people have when you go to dual tubes. All of a sudden, you get depth perception. You don't. It's
you don't,
still
you don't
a flat
gain,
image.
You don't gain field of view. Either.
Right. It's the same field of view. The
I
only
think you
thing,
gain slight field of view.
It depends.
It's,
so
it's minimal. You're talking, like, less than
where
10
your degrees
nods
are,
field of view.
Where you spread them out to is where your field of view is going to be.
Yeah.
So, like, mine are right here, so I gain nothing.
Okay. Because I thought you went from, like, 17 degrees to, like, 24 degrees.
Yeah. Like I said, you're talking less than 10 degree field of view. It's negligible for the pricing.
Don't even notice.
Yeah.
Good word. SAT word.
Yeah.
Some of us throw those words out commonly.
Right.
Some of us went to college.
You did.
For a while.
Anyways. So it depends on your use case, right? Because if you're going to be low ambient light, not a lot of stuff going on, you're kind of hiking around the woods, you're new to nods, makes sense for dual tubes. If you're going to be in a high, like, urban environment, lots of various light signatures, a single tube is actually more beneficial because you have one uncovered eye where you can read light conditions if you're moving around an urban environment. Because if all of a sudden you think you're invisible because you're like, no, I'm in the dark, I got night vision, no one can see me, but you're silhouetting yourself because there's a street light or something, you know, you're hosed.
What I would say is that 14 is a great system, especially for the price.
Yeah.
But if you don't train with 14s, they are horrible.
Yeah,
it's a horrible
took a long
system
time for me
to actually, like, adjust
14s.
Keeping both eyes open, getting in the actual light, moonlight, whatever. And if you just get 14s, if you were just going to get night vision and have the money, 15s are an easy option. You put them on, and it's simple. All you have to worry about is, like, depth perception takes just a little bit of training, and then you can't shoulder your weapon at all, really. You're focusing mainly on, like, your infrared. But 14s are great. I ran them for 4 years, 5 years.
Okay, what will be the difference between 15s and Mod 3s? Again, another dual tube option.
Mod 3s are the ones with the battery pack, the modified.
No, so Mod 3s, it's a bridge by Adams Industries.
Adams.
So you take two
14s.
There's a bridge that connects them together.
And then same power unit.
Yeah, well, it's a self-contained power unit in the bridge. So it takes a CR123, powers both the 14s, and it flips down using a dovetail.
Okay, how I look at it is that 15s, the only issue I have with 15s is that amazing night vision, and they're durable, they don't really break. It's actually a myth that they're not making them anymore. I spoke to the guys. They're still pumping out, still make parts for them,
mm-hmm.
but that if the nod does crash, the entire system will go down. Unlike BMVDs, where if one nod goes out, then the other one's a 14, whatever, you can flip it up and it's no big deal. I think it would be stupid to run two 14s and then make them a Mod 3 or BMVD style and have it all in the one power unit. Is stupid. I'd rather have a BMVD system than a Mod 3.
Also, I noticed with the dual 14s when someone had them,
yes.
or two people owned them.
Yep.
They were huge. They were. They took up a lot of space.
That's the bridge.
Yeah.
So they did the cheap way to do it.
You can wire them. Like, you can.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Yeah.
214s.
No, so the Mod 3
like,
system is literally no bigger than Anvis, because that system takes the tubes, puts them in that bridge itself.
Yeah.
As opposed to some of the other ones where it's literally just like.
It's not wired though.
What
has to be like the.
14 no, so the Mod 3 it literally has power connectors built into the bridge, and the mount that they put on the unit. So when it slides in, it's getting power from that onboard CR123.
It slides in and actually pushes into the battery cavity.
But similar to
is it a single power on-off?
Yes.
I would hate that.
Right. But I'm just saying it's a lot slimmer profile compared to what you're referencing, where it was literally just a ring for all intents and purposes connected to a bridge.
I saw that.
So you have two full-size 14s hanging off the front of your face. The Mod 3 is slimmer
profile. They were different models,
too. Did you replace the housing for the Mod 3?
I think it's a different housing, but I'd have to
I would say, honestly, I pick a 14 for a lot of scenarios, but just like at Ops, Airsoft 15s are amazing because like that downtime, you're not like struggling to see, you're just like hanging out, whatever.
Well, and once you get used to kind of...
It took me a while to use the 14s. People like that have them now that have recently bought them are just like, they put them on and like, that's it. Like, dude, it took me a long time. And a huge problem that no one's trained with, and I neglected it until I was on GMR or whatever, or rolling with them, and to find... Seeing camos at night is so difficult. Like, DCU Woodland, very similar.
DCU stands out like a motherfucker at night.
Like,
Woodland and multicam under night vision looks
but very similar.
Close.
So, like, that's a huge thing. So, sometimes multicam's 10, right?
Multicam's 10,
Yeah, so, like, that's a huge thing. So, like, a lot of blue on blue would happen at ops and stuff. So, if you didn't train
blue
with that.
Blue happens during the day.
Well, and especially, like, with amber filters, too, where your colors are even more
skewed. I hate amber filters. I'm not going
to
use them anymore.
I have to use an amber filter.
God, it takes away so much detail.
Yeah.
And shadows of the night. Like, I wish like they made an amber filter and clear. Like a clear filter.
For the back so just buy an amber filter, pop out the amber part, just put a piece of Lexan in it.
$55 for nothing.
But yeah, I mean, with dual tubes and like you were saying, when I had my 14s, I, as stupid as it sounds, was just constantly like walking around my house with all the lights off to get used to the whole like, I see something in green. And I know, because I'm used to it, like, this is my house. I know that doorway is not right in front of my face. It's still, like, a solid, you know, 4 feet, 3-4 feet away, and just kind of getting used to tricking your mind into...
That is actually the most confusing thing with night vision is where your actual point of view lies.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's almost like the actual point of view is, like, almost in the middle of the tube.
Yeah.
It looks, like, spacey, like, cloudy, like...
But, I mean, like, you're used to seeing from your eye. Or even if you're looking through, like, a camera, really, the point of view is the front of the lens. But on night vision, the point of view is really the back of the intensifier tube, which is pretty much the middle of the unit.
Right.
And that's just, it's trippy and it's weird, because it's not as far out as you think it is, but it's not as close as your natural vision.
Right, if you train a lot, it becomes a lot, like, you can predict where things are pretty relatively quick.
I think that goes back to the general theme behind using any night vision platform is you need to put the same training into it as you put into
any other piece of equipment
to figure out your gear, to figure out what works, what doesn't.
One thing I forgot to mention is that with the 14s, using the IMVG system back in the day is still the best option for a 14.
I was going to ask, do you have one?
Yeah, it takes all weight away.
The unicorn horn.
Yeah, it was amazing. Now, the 15s, I would say the best head system ever was a T-Wendy. I don't know if you guys run that or not.
Are you talking about the cam fit?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I taught you to design it, even though they're a bunch of liberals over there. But I understand. The guy officially originally was like a safety company, so I'm not going to knock it. I love their products. But I spoke to a guy who designed it 2-3 years ago, and I was like, thank you. Thank you for what you have done to bring me into this world. Like he was like, he was like an engineer. He was like, you know, it's pretty simple. I was like, all right, jerk off. But like, it was an amazing thing. But then running the 15s, even like airframe Wilcox, whatever, with the mount, oh my God. Like, I haven't ran NOS in forever, like probably close to a year, like hard. And like, even at Strikeforce, I was like, just snapping my head, like couldn't do anything. And it was horrible. 14s are definitely like the place to start at. If you're going to buy 15s, you're crazy.
Counterweights, do you run them?
Yeah, but I don't want a lot of weight on it because then it makes the whole helmet just
heavy. Yeah.
Like it defeats it.
Well, you just need something to counterbalance the weight of the knot.
I put like one brick of like an EOG or something in there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I had the wide flat EOG, and I think I had like 2 minutes.
Yeah, the Mohawk.
And
it
has like
pretty interesting
flexible weight. It's really cool. Like it's flexible steel.
Yeah, I have the EOG one that it's like the flexible lead weight. So you can mold it to the back of the helmet.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
But even still, you gotta back them up with something because like yours fell off almost.
Yeah, mine fell off in the first like 2 minutes of Fated Giant 4.
I had mine like
and that was
velcroed through it.
What, your counterweight?
Through the
binders. Yeah. So we both bought counterweights on site that day.
Mm-hmm. Right, because we're like, we're both day nodding. It's gonna be a dark facility, whatever. So on the sprint up the stairs or into the building, my counterweight fell off and I was none the wiser. So
did you have like one that curves?
I had just the small EOG.
Yeah,
one.
The one that the little like square.
Yeah.
Those fly off.
Yeah, so that's exactly.
Had to go 1 pound weight in there. It's like nothing. No Velcro.
Not enough Velcro estate
horrible,
to hold it on.
Horrible.
So that thing went a really curved airframe.
Yeah, on the back of the airframe, that thing took off. For any time I had the nods down, the helmet was constantly sliding forward. So it was just, I mean, it ended up working out. It was fine. It was whatever. It was just no way as comfortable.
When I was
constantly adjusting the straps.
At least real steel shooting, like when I ran my nods, I keep them like by my forehead. Like this, like the SEALs SF units do. Like they keep them like,
oh, they do the helmet
take
tilt.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Like I just keep them up there. I'm just like, whatever. It's like kind of getting dusk out. Because the 15s,
well, you can do that because you can separate
the,
them up.
The 15s, it's not like a BMD. You can't throw it up. It only goes like out to here, which sucks. So like, you can't tell like when it's dusk getting light out with 15s on because you're so trapped in that like you're like, oh, it's nighttime. Meanwhile, it's like dusk and everyone can see you. And you're like, I'm an idiot. And one guy with 14s just like has up and you're like, holy
oh,
shit.
Whoops.
Yeah, looking like under it and it's like craziness.
What didn't you like about the Anvis? Because I've always
very very
the
gentle
Anvis.
Tubes.
So what about the Sentinels?
Yeah, they're fragile.
Where it's the ruggedized Anvis.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Yeah.
I think the game changer for night vision is 1,000% white phosphorus.
Okay.
What is white phosphorus?
So before you answer that question, would you say if someone's looking to potentially go dual tube
or
a single tube
white phosphorus?
White phos.
White phosphorus is amazing. I remember I was at SHOT Show 3 years ago when it was like just becoming a big thing, and one of the dudes from like Night Optics on like, was like, "Hey!" and like threw a 14 in my eye, and I was like, "Dear Lord, baby Jesus!" I'm like, "What is this?" He's like, "New system, white phosphorus tubes," and I was like, "Can I mod my 14s again? Whatever, you can change out whatever." And it was late, like everything is so bright, and yeah, you don't get like that, like even like prediction of colors. Like where you could with nods, like, oh, that maybe could be like trees, and you can be like whatever.
Yeah.
Everything's like a white, a dark gray, a light gray.
Instead of being gray.
Yeah, and the shadows pop.
Right.
Like a person when they move is like a person that like a person wearing pitch black.
How much
at night.
More is white phosphor?
It would.
Than right
I
now.
Think it's like a 14.
So well, just going on TNVC's pricing because that's just an easy way to reference.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Like the nods I got like back in the day are like. Black market stuff.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying...
I'm talking,
like
full retail.
Yeah,
like,
full retail.
You can't get black
about,
market
like,
white phosphorus. Probably, like, 5-6 grand for maybe...
For a white phosphorus
14?
No, it's literally right now 4K on TNBC
for
a white phosphorus.
I would
14.
Say...
Was it 32 for a regular 14?
Yeah, so you're talking about between $700-$800 difference
for
a
I'm
white
not,
phosphorus.
I'm not
at that point, if you're going to spend...
White phosphorus is
$3,200, might as well spend 4 grand.
I would never buy a 14 full retail. It's insane.
No, I understand.
I'd never
buy
this
14. I would buy. I would never. I mean, a white phosphorus 14 is like, you can't get them like off the back of a truck, but like they are the future. Like,
can I actually make a PSA here?
What?
Please do not finance night vision. Please
horrible,
do not finance
horrible.
Night vision, especially so not through TNBC.
That's when TNBC pulled the Paul Fagwitz and was like, "All right, money time.
Yeah,
time to ruin families. Time to ruin people's lives."
No, it's not. Look at the website. It's still high. Don't get me wrong. It's 11.95%.
I consider interest. Anything over 5% is 20% interest.
Still crazy.
No,
crazy.
I get it. It's high, but they're making money hand over fist by financing nods.
If you're a grown adult and you need night vision that badly and your agency is not giving it to you, go to your bank. They're going to do something called a credit check. And you get what's called a personal loan.
If you don't have
and usually it's at a much lower interest rate.
If you have the self-control to put aside $100 a week or whatever and save up for something,
true,
you're
that's
fucking...
True, that's a year.
You're
it's
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucking nuts. Like, oh man, like I wanted 14 for like 5 years. Okay, work like 3 extra hours a week and then fucking put $30 aside and then, oh my God, little like a couple months, whatever.
Yeah.
14s, a year, whatever. Stupidness.
People. Yeah, I used nods once in Arma.
I use them in Ghost Recon.
Nods are really cool.
Yeah, they're fucking garbage at Ghost Recon.
Also, when you have nods, if you don't have IR, it's almost useless.
Right. Because
unless you have Moonlight.
Yeah.
No, it's... You,
I mean,
you have the filter on the 14 that goes like 3 feet.
It goes
and it gives away your position, 100%.
Yeah. Well, any IR light will do that.
You can flick it on. Second,
yeah.
Whatever. But, I mean, yeah, some IR heads for Surefires and stuff are cheap. Like $200, like the vampire heads.
Honestly, IR LEDs are cheap. These days, you can buy one of the China flashlights.
I'm saying like a nice. Like, if you're gonna get a 14, I can throw on like a mag light with a film over it. Because this isn't freaking
Somalia.
It's true. I mean, I just moved out of my box, so options are limited.
I would say, like,
I'm going to be moving into my box.
Deep are relatively cheap. Like, if you're looking to get into this, like, $700 for... It's going to last forever.
Yeah, D-ball,
$700.
I do, yeah.
Like, what is that?
I think if you go up to like
GMP D-ball for $200,
they're not that bad.
That's why
I could never.
I'm always
about though. Like they're good, the GMPs. But like if I do it, I'm gonna do it right.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna like $150 for a D-ball. Okay, fine. I won't get a D-ball for now, and I'll wait 8 months to buy a D-ball. You have to have an infrared source for night vision, so
you're gonna
be anywhere from like I got my 14s back in the day for like. $2,000 amber filter arms and stuff, but like they're going for like $2,000 right now ish, like seven.
Honestly,
you can
get
builder
ones for 17 or 18.
But
you can get new like built ones from dudes for like 17.
You
or 18.
You can build them. They're not even that hard to build, but like they might have some blems in them. And like good solid tube about 2,000.
I had to look at building.
Yeah, honestly, 2 to 2,500, you'll get a nice used 14 low hours, good quality tube. So it's easy enough to save up for it.
It's not hard at all, especially like a lot of these younger airsofters. It's so easy to.
No, I just want to go on Amazon and order Ghost Hunters and.
Fuck, man, those things. they have GP 18s on there. I was like,
no, I know, but it's that's what
wait,
I've also noticed.
Ghost Hunter
is,
and GP.
No, no, they have like GP 18s on.
Amazon.
Amazon. Optics Planet has.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I wish, man.
Just prime shipping some GP and
VG
18s.
That'd be awesome. Like, you get that awesome field of view.
But
I remember, I think it was Your Horse Anonymous had it up on, like, their Instagram or something like that, and he's like, the pan-in was the GPMVGs on Optics Planet. It panned down to his hand, and
it was,
like, shaking on the mouse, like, no, don't
I saw that.
Do it!
I saw that. That was funny.
Dude,
there was booths, like, KBC or whatever at SHOT Show. Like, I hate, like, these night vision booths have a booth, and there isn't, like, a blackout room. Like, for anyone, like... I don't care how rich you are, like, just dropping, like, $2,000 on a system, like, whatever it is, at full retail, like, $4,000, go and test them out.
Yeah, you
like,
want to see...
For a blackout room, like, once you see it, you're like, wow, this is definitely worth it.
So you want them to set up Uncle Touchy's Naked Puzzle Basement.
You could literally put, like, like, half their booth, like, behind it or whatever, and have, like, a straight strip, and, like, that would sell so many more units, I feel like.
Well, it would, because they get a chance to actually, like, test it, see it, feel it, love it.
I'm sure they don't want to deal with that shit, like, let me see the GPN-18s. It's like, oh, fuck off.
They probably, you know,
like
they probably
sorry.
Do.
Let me see something.
They probably
letterhead.
Do something like that, but not
there
on
was,
site.
Like, and Knights Armor
like
was selling
models.
Like they sold to a bunch of like retailers for night vision. The old Gen 3, but like the old version of when I went to SR-25, like the both guns like of the night vision. It was like a PVS like
oh the
30
clip-on?
Something. Yeah, it was like for any optic, it was amazing for like $3,000-$4,000, like in between like thing. I'm like that's amazing.
Yeah,
like deals are always out there. You gotta be
actually,
careful.
So,
be
on.
Careful with some shit. Like, obviously.
How do you guys feel about like a weapon mounted night optic instead of in
Dumb.
Lieu of a helmet mounted?
Was it the bulk
optic?
Gun?
Not
for
Gen 1.
Not
I mean,
except that was fucking Gen 1 trash.
Yeah,
I'd consider
Dumb.
One
aside,
for my M249.
Not for airsoft.
The only
no.
problem with
Pure
the one that
hunting?
I ran was 100%.
Yeah,
bulk gun. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, well, with my saw, I always want. You know, the option to see something. So
I should run a
14 always mounted.
Definitely not on like a fucking regular like rifle, but
no.
like a SAR or like DMR. Like I ran it on an SVD. The only problem was the IR would automatically just like randomly turn on, and our entire squad would just start shrieking at me in the middle of the night.
Would
they
you
all
say
had
autistic
Gen
3. Shrieking?
Yes.
Night vision.
Yes.
Like I wasn't
yeah,
even trying to use
the
IR.
Sunrise came on next
right.
to me.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people don't realize. For anyone that buys like Gen 1, like those Ghost Hunters
yeah.
that I was talking about earlier, they're so shitty that you're going to be abusing your IR either built-in illuminator or your external one. That anyone
yeah.
with high quality nods. Is going to see you like a
Gen
fucking
the,
Christmas
the thing
tree.
Is, like, why would you spend, how much are they, a couple hundred dollars?
The sight marks? I think the Bino set is like 400.
Could, why would you buy
I think a little less than
why
that.
Not just save up?
Because
like, people are like, oh, for the time being. Like,
for
no.
kids are dumb.
Yeah,
and they
and
just want that instant gratification of like, I can see in the
also,
dark.
Also, a huge thing is like, anything with knots.
Oh, you got it.
So
and
you
also,
have your night vision, your mount, your arm,
yeah.
your helmet, your head system. You're looking at thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
you never want to cut
is.
It short. Like people who have like I think if you wear a fake helmet with nods, fucking hate you. Honestly.
I didn't do that.
You had the dragon red airframe.
Oh yeah,
I probably would.
But then
had
I
a real shroud.
It wasn't that bad, but like
people. But I also replaced everything in there, so it was literally just
yeah,
a shell.
Like a,
I had a real shroud.
Like you were just using
people
it as
who
were
like
yeah.
Yeah, some of the some
ACH
of the
is $100 quality.
They're also heavy.
Oh, I do
as hell.
Have an ACH.
Yeah.
The Mitch ones.
2000
are awesome. They're like a pound.
I hate the
2002 gang.
I have them all.
Do you have all three?
I have 2000. I have two 2000, 2001, 2002, an airframe, and an Opscore.
So let me have a real airframe.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Mom ain't raised no bitch.
Look at him. Have you seen his socks? Please.
I have a room in my house, just like, of Danville's air.
Jesus. With less cocaine?
More.
Man. No comment, no comment, no comment, no comment.
Copy redacted.
Yep.
Matt, do a vape trick.
Well,
it would involve me calling my parents and telling them I'm coming out of the closet. So. I don't get good reception down here.
Jeez. Fair enough.
You won't get good reception on that either. So I think we covered night vision pretty well.
Yeah.
What I had brought up the other day, I don't know if anyone else researched on it, was since we're going to Balcar, like a recommended watch list, recommended read list to share with the group and the people listening. So what I had looked up the other night with Schultz was the Amped Airsoft Pleb to Pro. They did the medic rule, which Josh Warren going through the medic rule and giving good examples of it. And that's my, like, if you're going to Balcar Ridge, like me, you've never been to a Milsim West game, I would strongly recommend you watch that video to get your head around the medic rule. One of my biggest hates, as someone who's basically the medic every time we go to a Milsim op, is players who don't know the medic rule and how it pertains to them. Also, I'm not the medic at this one, right?
So I'm decided for right now. Because
I don't want to carry all that water around.
I don't think I have to carry that much.
Don't put
no,
that on me, Ricky Bob.
You pretty much are a giant water barrel.
You're a water dispenser. It's
you're the water boy.
They get someone with a decent amount of
and due to Mike's size, at the end of the game, we can just use him like a giant Gatorade bucket and pour him on someone.
I mean,
don't bet on the coach when you win.
I have no
get
issue
over here,
the
Warren.
Medic for Balcar. We'll just have to see if anyone wants to step up or not. So
you're the medic.
I love being medic.
It's not viable at this game.
We
I'm gonna have
say
to
that you being the medic is not conducive.
Yeah, just like home is not conducive. Get at me.
And we're done.
That's it. Hey, the black.